Do you think that your views on race and your involvement in the interracial fellowship group positively affect your children's outlook on race?
Oh, you bet. You bet. And when Lenny McAdams lived on Cook Street, and she and her husband, and my husband had helped her get the funding to have that house moved, and it was moved there. And so I took Alan to play with her little boy. And her little boy was 7. And Noby was 7, and Alan was 5, I think. That was it, rather than the other way. And they were just playing in the afternoon. And so I picked him up, and he had a good time. And he said, "Mother, why are these terrible houses? You know, all these houses around here on Cook Street." That's right up from Mount Pilgrim CME Church. And I said, "Well, because," he said, "their house is really nice, but all around it, just look here, you know." And I said, "Well, Alan, darn people can't live wherever they want to. They just have to live in certain places." And he just went into shock. And he said, "That's dark people can't live wherever they want to?" And I said, "No, that's the, you know, that's the rule and the law, and you know, that's the custom." And he said, "That is so bad, you know, so bad." And so, you know, I felt like at least he could see that right then, you know, that the context of where he had grown up. You know, that was really important. That was like E picked me up. And of course, E was going to sit down and eat with us whether she wanted to or not.